Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And a very good morning, Des.
Hi, Mary. How are you? We're starting with last night's football. Very entertaining game between Waterford and Drogheda. And Pádraig Gammon scored a fantastic hat-trick as Waterford came from 2-0 down to beat Drogheda 4-2 at the RSC. Elsewhere, Dundalk have named John Daly as their new manager, replacing Noel King. Daly was sacked by St. Patrick's Athletic only 2 weeks ago. He'll have a watching brief at their game in Galway tonight. The big game sees the league leaders Shelburne go to Tallaght to play the champions Shamrock Rovers. Elsewhere, a big Dublin derby, Bohemians against St. Pat's and Derry City versus Sligo Rovers. The First Division leaders Cork City will be hoping to maintain their 10-point lead when they host Treaty United. Now in darts, young Luke Littler's incredible rise continued. He had a stunning 9-dart finish on his way to becoming the Premier League champion at only 17 years of age. He threw the perfect leg of darts as he beat Luke Humphreys 11-7, the first player to do that in a Premier League final since 2010. This weekend sees the final round of group games in both the Munster and Leinster Hurling Championships. So there's a lot for Dunlough Cusack to mull over, something he does with great enthusiasm.
Madden Ma Hurling Nation, we play the last round of provincial championship games and what a weekend of action ahead. 5 matches, 2 in Munster, 3 in Leinster. There are so many permutations that we'd need an hour to list them. Predicting results in Leinster this season is foolhardy, and both the Kilkenny, Wexford and Galway and Dublin games have a proper semi-final winner-takes-all feel to them. In Nolan Park, Kilkenny won't need reminding that Wexford have beaten them in round 5 for the last 2 years. A point divides the sides at the top of the table. Galway have seemed stagnant this summer, and their native son, Dubs manager Micheál Donoghue, will know their number. Having said that, the Dubs just don't travel well. This fool predicts home wins after huge battles in both. After all the excitement, Leinster will end up with a Galway-Kilkenny final with the Cats going for 5 in a row. That is a bit of deja vu about it. At the bottom of the table, Carlow have to travel to Carrigan Park in Belfast. The loser drops through the trapdoor into next year's McDonagh Cup. It's a pity to lose either from the top tier. Home comfort should see Antrim live to fight another year. In Munster, the outcome looks a little more certain. Clare need to beat Tipperary to make the Munster final. Incredibly, if Tip lose to Clare on Sunday, they'll have won just one of their last 12 Munster round-robin games. Clare should have enough to accomplish that mission. At the same time, Waterford play Limerick at the Gaelic Grounds. It's tempting to say that Waterford have hurled well this summer, and they have, and that Limerick are perhaps not where they were, and they're not. But we tend to make the mistake every year of comparing Munster Championship Limerick with our last memory of them from the year before, which is All-Ireland Final Limerick. That's the team that kills off oppositions by scoring at least 30 points in each of the last 4 finals. Limerick get better as they go along, and at home this Sunday the usual marginal gains should see them through. That outcome would leave us with a Limerick and Clare Munster final in 2 weeks' time. Much to look forward to, but enjoy this weekend while we have it, as it could be peak hurling weekend of the summer. In the 5 weekends since April the 21st, the GAA has crammed in 25 senior hurling championship matches. In the next 7 weeks to the All-Ireland final on the 21st of July, there will be just 9 games, and then hurling leaves the stage. In the same 7 week period, some 30 football championship games will be played out. Very little oxygen, Des. Imani Utkajoe.
Yeah, well, that's Dunlough's view of the games, and we'll have coverage, of course, on Saturday, Sunday Sport and the Sunday game over the weekend. Now, Tom Fannin in swimming became the 5th Irish individual swimmer to qualify for the Olympics when he broke the 50 metres freestyle record at the Irish Open, his time 21.96 seconds. The Irish men's hockey team were beaten 3-1 by Argentina in their second Pro League game in Antwerp. In cricket, Andy Balburnie and Lorcan Tucker hit 50s as Ireland recorded a 5-wicket win over Scotland in their Tri-Series tournament. In cycling, Irish success on day 2 of the Ross Tallchan with Con McDonfee outsprinting Liam O'Brien into Sneem. In rugby, a massive weekend for Leinster. They bid to win the European Champions Cup final against Toulouse at the Tottenham Stadium tomorrow afternoon. They'll name their team at midday. Leinster have been beaten in the last 2 finals. Donal Lennon will give us his verdict on that in an hour's time. In racing, the Irish Guineas weekend at the Curragh gets underway this evening. Champion jockey Colin Keane will be riding White Birch for County Cork trainer John Murphy in Sunday's Group 1 Tattersall's Gold Cup. The 4-year-old comes into the race having won both his starts at the Curragh this season, and Keane told Dave Keener that he deserves to take his chance in the big race.
He seems to have matured massively from 3 to 4. Touch wood, he hasn't done any of his antics beforehand to the start and that. I know, as you said, he's 2 from 2 this year. I think he deserves a shot now at a Group 1, and he couldn't be going there in any better form, I don't think.
And what are the key characteristics that you need for a horse to make that step up from Group 2, Group 3 up to Group 1 level?
There is a massive difference between even Group 3 to Group 2, and then again from Group 2 to Group 1. You need a good horse. Okay, he's ran well in Group 1 company as a 3-year-old, obviously he was third in the Derby, and as I said, he seems to mature, and so I think he's going there with a big shout.
That's Colin Keane. There's also racing action in Downpatrick today, and in boxing, Grainne Walsh, who missed out on Olympic qualification as a result of a much contested decision earlier this year, will be the first Irish boxer in action today at the final qualifying tournament in Bangkok. And also in rowing, top Irish crews compete in the second World Cup event in Lucerne. It begins this morning.